as commandment reads, that human flesh and blood is sacred until there is no more food.
When the names of my Savior Christ have just begun to line the walls, line the walls. I want to see the little girls and boys destroy their toys and line the walls, line the walls. What a fate for little girls who destroys minds in a world. Tell you things that'll make you girls straighten out, straighten out, straighten out, straighten out. For 20 years or more, just tell me what you're looking for. So tell me now, tell me now. Constricted intellect, the government of intuition follows now, follows now. What a fate for little girls. British boys' minds in a whirl. Tell you things that'll make your curls straighten out, straighten out, straighten out, straighten out. The broken labels come, I see the cracks have just begun to line the walls, line the walls. I want to see the little girls and boys destroy their toys and line the walls, line the walls. What a fate for little girls. British boys' minds in a whirl. Tell you things that'll make you curls straighten out, straighten out, straighten out, straighten out.
Thank you. Stop the fucking war. I'm so fucking tired. I want to go home. I just really want to go home, you know?
Now my family, my sisters, their kids, they all are now without electricity, any heating and anything. And why I am doing this performance and we are doing this performance today is to just spread an awareness on this. And life really feels like torture for me being abroad. So yeah, just donate for Ukraine.
Please. Donate for Ukraine.
And you also can buy the parts of our costumes. And what you can buy from merch, we all donated to Artists at War. Artists at War.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Short break, 15 minutes again, and go donate.
Please don't mistake me or try to make me the shadow of anybody else. I ain't the him or her you think I am. I'm just trying hard to be myself. Whole society's goal is to be part of the whole. It may sound good to you, not to me. Stand to be understood. I could never give in to or ever live up to being like you think I should. I've got some inner need which I'm trying to heed. I can't take any. change me or rearrange me to satisfy the selfishness in you. I'm not a piece of clay to mold to your moves each day, and I'm not a pawn to be told how to move. I'm sorry I'm not the fool you thought would play by your rules, but to each his own.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd, dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd, dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Bondkracht signaleert de nieuwste mode. De mode van vandaag is kleur, kleur, kleur. Maar op die leuke kleuren komen ook moeilijke vlekken. En als u voor de bonte was een kookwasmiddel gebruikt, dan bleken die vlekken wel weg. Maar de kleuren ook. Daarom heeft Bondkracht geen bleekmiddel, maar in plaats daarvan biologische waskracht. Kijk wat er gebeurt. Bondkracht bleekt die vlek niet weg. Bondkracht weekt die vlek weg. Net als een inweekmiddel, terwijl u wast. Alsjeblieft. Helemaal schoon dankzij de biologische krachtformule van Bondkracht. Biologisch Bondkracht van Sunlight reinigt met kracht, spaart de kleuren.
The giant B-29. Stripping away some of the secrecy surrounding the Bell X-1A, Air Force films show the bomber carrying the superplane on a test flight at Edwards, California. Launched in flight from the B-29, the tiny craft is designed to streak along at almost 2.5 times the speed of sound. Its 4 rockets are fed a mixture of alcohol and liquid oxygen.
Nun an wollen wir mit allen Völkern Europas in Frieden leben. Eure Weisheit ist so groß wie eure Tapferkeit. Ich werde unseren wartenden Fürsten die Botschaft überbringen, dass Friede herrscht. Von jetzt an ist euer Name für uns alle.
Was soll denn nun mit uns geschehen? Der Mut eines Heeres war für dich eine unbesiegbare Waffe.
Und jetzt willst du sie auf einmal wie eine verrostete Lanze wegwerfen? Willst du in der Erinnerung deines Volkes als ein Herrscher leben, der sich zu dem letzten großen Kampf nicht entschließen konnte? Du wagst es, dich dem Willen der Geister des Himmels zu widersetzen? Wenn die Götter nicht auf der Seite meiner Krieger sind, dann will ich von ihrem Gesetz nichts wissen. Für mich gibt es nur zwei Götter, mein Schwert und die Erde. Du wagst es, dich den Göttern zu widersetzen? Nicht nur die Götter, sondern auch die Weisheit hat zu mir gesprochen.
Bitte darum, dass sie uns den Frieden erhalten.
These missiles can also be fired from submarines. In flight, the Regulus resembles a conventional swept-wing jet fighter and can travel at supersonic or slow speeds. Remote or automatically controlled by piloted planes, the guided missiles are designed to extend and improve the defense and striking power of the Navy. With a tricycle landing gear and a parachute for a brake, the Regulus can be brought down safely and used again.
What else she told me?
Thanks for the information, little man. I shan't forget.
Thank you, dear Stormtroop leader. But with me, duty is its own reward. And I have never been one to try to profit by the small services I give my neighbors.
Yes, 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 good day.
But if the Herr Stormtroop leader feels impelled to make some return for the favor I have done him, then perhaps the next time his men's boots need repairing?
All right, Pepperman. They shall come to you, even if you use the very best cardboard. Now get out.
Thank you, Herr Stormtroop leader.
May God be praised.
Devil! You can't take him! He hasn't done anything!
How dare you! How dare you! Pastor Hall is an enemy to National Socialism and a traitor to the state. March!
Here they are. 32 of them.
Guns are loaded,
I'll hit them.
Meanwhile, a Matador missile zooms away.
Now listen to me, you dirty scum.
It will be the target for the Falcons, which comprise the lethal armament
of the
interceptor now taking off in pursuit of the pilotless bomber.
Now listen to me, you dirty scum. What some of you have experienced before is no good to what you're going to get here. You're coming inside a concentration camp, and that means you're coming to hell. Any attempt at opposing authority, and you'll be shot out of hand. You'll be wise that you keep away from the wired fence around this tent. It's charged with 1,000 volts of electricity. The guards have orders to shoot anyone who approaches it. Every bullet costs 12 pfennig, and that is just what we're worth.
No more grounds?
Because while feeling the prison, it started making propaganda against the state. Admiral?
At Feltwell in Norfolk, the horizontal shelter slides back to reveal Thor, an intermediate range missile.
What exactly did
this
you say?
Is the permanent site of the
Who
weapon,
lies,
and since its arrival from America, it has been subjected to every test except one. It hasn't been fired, and won't be except in anger. There is no warhead.
See?
This will be fitted in the event of trouble. The civilian contractors responsible for the launching emplacement are satisfied that all is well. The uncovering and raising to the firing position is automatic. All the men have to do is light the blue touch paper and retire to a safe distance.
Qualität steht nicht in den Sternen. Gefrorenes Geflügel von Meister Jan erkennen Sie an dem Zeichen Holland-Qualität. Zart und lecker. Echte Holland-Qualität. Besser denn je.
The Royal Armored Corps held a demonstration to show the near perfection pitch now reached by tank gunnery. Experts in other military branches were very interested. Top of the bill was the Malkara guided missile, which may all but revolutionize tank tactics, simply because it can be guided. The Malkara was dead on the target at nearly 2,000 yards. It didn't carry an explosive head, as of course it would do in real war. After the Malkara, the display took a more conventional turn, but it all went to show that the British Army is well abreast of the times in the armored field. In fact, almost poaching on submarine preserves. Don't worry about any obstacles ahead. The motto seems to be, we'll cross that bridge when we come to
it. Professor, die neue Erdbebenwarnung von Teufelsberg. Die Seismologen rechnen mit einer heftigen Eruption.
Was? Das ist doch kein Vulkan. Diese Gegend ist seit Tausenden von Jahren geologisch ruhig. Andererseits.
you. You're the true Aryan.
Hey, quiet.
We want to breathe clean air. We want to see the blue sky.
I mean, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, huh? Selling dope to each other. That's all y'all doing. Killing each other. For what? Huh? Makes you feel like a man? Makes your dick hard. Who wants to die? You? I tell you what, everybody that's ready to die, raise your hand. Who wants to die?
What will you do if you get out of prison?
Well, I guess, Mr. Chairman, that first I'd pay a visit to your house.
To thank me, I suppose.
No. To fuck your wife. And your daughter. Hell, maybe even your dog.
Talking of the Rockefellers and their Trilateral Commission, who along with the Zionists have been putting AIDS virus in vending machines all across America.
Shut up! Turn on the slow!
Don't shoot, please, don't shoot.
I'm just a clown.
Die Katastrophen, die sich seit gestern ereigneten, sind nur einige kleine Proben meiner Macht. Sagt es allen, wer es wagt, sich gegen mich aufzulehnen, wird ausgelöscht. Jedes Volk, das sich in drei Tagen nicht unterworfen
hat... No!
Auf eine exakte Analyse, jawohl.
Ray, ein Funkspruch für dich.
Hallo Ray, melden Sie sich.
Ich komme jetzt in die Zentrale. Bitte, May, nimm die Kinder mit nach Hause. Was ist
los? Ich komme. Schneller,
meine Herren. In allen Teilen der Welt haben sich ähnliche Katastrophen ereignet wie bei uns. Riesige Waldbrände verwüsten Kanada. Australien, Skandinavien, Nordafrika und Indien wurden auch von schweren Erdbeben heimgesucht. Und ein großer Teil der Erde ist überschwemmt. Die Zahl der Todesopfer geht in die Hunderttausende. Nach den wissenschaftlichen Beobachtungen, die bisher gemacht worden sind, handelt es sich bei den Monstern, die die Katastrophen hervorgerufen haben, um Wesen aus der Frühgeschichte unserer Erde. Nur Professor Liu hat bisher diese Dämonen gesprochen. Er wird Ihnen alles Weitere sagen.
Herr Minister, meine Herren, Dämonen nennt sich selbst die Herrscher. Es wäre theoretisch möglich, dass diese Wesen Zeugen einer längst vergessenen Epoche der menschlichen Entwicklung sind. Ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass sie während der letzten Eiszeit, also vor etwa 20 Millionen Jahren, durch eine gewaltige Naturkatastrophe lebendig begraben wurden und eingefroren oder durch unbekannte Gase eingeschläfert worden sind. Nun sind sie erwacht und wollen ihr Erbe antreten. Auch wenn es unwahrscheinlich klingt. Ich glaube, diese Wesen betrachten sich als rechtmäßige Herrscher über unseren Planeten. Und es bleibt nur eine Möglichkeit. Genehmigen Sie das Projekt ISN.
Gut, Professor. Wenn Sie glauben, dass wir keine andere Chance haben, dann führen Sie Ihr Projekt durch. Ich wünsche Ihnen viel Glück.
You stupid dick!
Kommt heraus, meine treuen Vasallen, Skelette! Sendet hervor, ihr Dämonen!
You stupid dick!
Frontline men in Korea thought up this new weapon. Howitzer shell cases are filled with napalm, fitted with blasting fuses, and buried at danger spots where communists may try to sneak through. Those are dummies, of course. The trap is wired up, and with everything set for the demonstration, the order is given to fire, and no man's land becomes a sea of flame. The flame will trap the intruders and, of course, spotlight them for the defending rights.
Kill you too!
Please, they'll kill you too! Danton's station is the strongest bomber that we should... Göring's most... that we should... 7 Squadron of Denmark's wing. How quickly after the alarm could four Falcons be airborne? That was the test now. They are part of the deterrent force. A big contribution is made by the starter. He gets all four engines running together, not one after another. The squadron was airborne in 10 seconds over 2 minutes. As the new radar system would give 12 to 15 minutes warning of enemy attack, the V-bombers could be all out of harm's way before the missiles arrived.
Das ist Kukident 2 Phasen, der einzige Tablettenreiniger für dritte Zähne, der mit der Kraft von zwei aktiven Reinigungsphasen gegen die häufigsten Ursachen von Mundgeruch und Entzündungen vorgeht, gegen Belege und vor allem gegen Bakterien. Denn schon die erste Phase macht gründlich sauber. Die zweite Phase geht in die Tiefe und bekämpft schädliche Bakterien. Das Mikroskop beweist, Bakterien tief rein. So sieht Gründlichkeit aus. Kukident 2 Phasen, denn bakterientiefe Reinigung macht atemfrisch und sicher.
In Korea, smoke covers the battlefield, a testimonial to the effectiveness of the United Nations artillery units, which keep the fleeing Reds under continuous fire.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
The concentration of the enemy, a call
damn
goes
things
through for air support.
Look at
and
it!
Air Corps thunder jets and marine fighter bombers take off
the
to plaster the retreating communists.
For Christ's sakes! It's trying to eat us, but it doesn't have a mouth! Why?
What's wrong, mister? Zombies. Hundreds of them.
They actually want us to protect Vietnam.
Don't kid yourself. We don't use you for intelligent things around here.
The
we have zombies
Army
that can do things
the
I ask of you half the time.
Of Korea.
Now please leave.
And General Van Fleet, 8th Army Commander, announces that thanks to relentless attacks like these, the pursuit phase
from
of the
that
war in Korea
fateful
has
day
ended.
When stinking bits of slime first crawled from the sea and shouted to the cold stars, I am man. Our greatest dread has always been the knowledge of our own mortality. But tonight, we shall hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself.
Let us review once again.
Tonight, we shall ascend into the heavens. We shall mock the earthquake. We shall command the thunders and penetrate into the very womb of impervious nature herself.
Talks a great deal about his concern for others. But, basically, he lives only for himself. And for it. The American is not committed.
Always been able to make their way back to our lines.
They're all alive.
This was not happening in Korea.
They say they're working
in nearly
for
3 years of captivity
what
in established POW
really
camps.
Is to rule the
American
world!
Group successfully escaped and got back to our lines. And there was something else that concerned and alarmed Dr. Mayer and his fellow researchers. The death rate among the Americans. Out of 7,000 men taken prisoner, more than 3 out of every 10 died in captivity. It was not until nearly 2 years later, nearly 3 years following their capture, when our men were finally returned to us, that we were able to ascertain exactly what had happened. These men, like prisoners from
going?
All wars,
I've
were
got to look normal.
To learn about enemy
all
treatment
of
people.
Got to behave normal.
48 hours. You take care of you, buddy. I'll take care of them. And from the Chinese, no torture, no coercion. The Americans were still left mostly on their own as the months dragged on. Alone and without alien influence of any kind. Complete isolation. This was typical of many of the American POW camps in North Korea. No barbed wire, no watchtowers, none of the precautionary measures normally taken to prevent escape. Nothing but the cluster of mud huts that make up a Korean village to provide a miserable shelter for several hundred Americans, with seldom more than a few Chinese soldiers to guard them. But it was after the first few months that we began to see the communist Chinese indoctrination. The application by the Chinese of a finely developed educational program, one that occupied every day, all day, 7 days a week, for the great majority of prisoners. It was a classical anti-capitalist, anti-American diatribe of the sort the communists have been publishing since. Afterward, there were discussions in which every prisoner was forced to participate, but not by the Chinese. Oh,
yes,
no.
Real newspapers, not the kind you had printed for me. One single copy for Lenin. Single copies full of good news, just to keep me out of politics. Let Comrade Lenin read your fairy tales. What nonsense. What damn nonsense.
The Antichrist has spoken!
Forgive me!
The Antichrist has spoken!
Forgive me!
Christ protect me from the fangs of Satan!
Leviathan! Leviathan!
Christ protect me from the fangs of Satan!
Out, you will be begging me to kill you. I'm going to torture you. I'm going to make you suffer for your faithlessness to me. Before this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you. Before this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you. Before this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you. You know where you are. You are about to enter hell.
Hell!
The abode of the damned. The place of torment. Bound on an island from which he can never hope to wake. Surrounded by the waiting pit of hell.
I don't hear you saying too much about the $5 billion spent on rock and roll. The sadistic, horrifying, hellish, demonic music that's damning and destroying untold millions of young men and young ladies in this nation. I am sick and tired of some pornographer telling me that I am violating their First Amendment rights because I tell them they cannot print the garbage and the rot and the filth and the swill that's decimating the youth of this nation.
Some call it free choice. God calls it murder.
Why don't you write about abortion? I don't see anything that you write about abortion. $500 million was spent last year on the murder of 1.5 million little American babies.
I pledge allegiance to the British flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe.
Russia, nation in conflict, God's instrument to fulfill end-time prophecy. Russia, world